It's a Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This weekend, runners and walkers will be taking part in the Run Around the Square event in the Regent Square neighborhood. It's just one of a number of fitness events you can find throughout the region. Joining us with a preview of more upcoming activities for fun and fitness is Joe Venari, co-founder of Pittsburgh, an online fitness and health magazine. Joe Venari, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tell us about some of the events coming up for fitness seekers and people just looking to have fun and get the blood flowing here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, sure. I think the really great thing with a lot of these events is that it's not just about fitness. You can go out and have a good time and kind of almost tricking people into get out and get moving. So actually, just last night, there was an underwear bike ride. So everybody...
Whoa, wait a minute. What underwear bike ride? What's up with that?
Everybody strips down to their, you know, skibbies and goes for a ride around town. It's all around getting people to come out and get active, but promoting like a healthy body image for people.
I'm just envisioning a lot of crashing going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
people,
you know,
not keeping
not
their eyes on the road.
Yeah.
Yes. So are these events for serious athletes, weekend warriors, or can anyone participate?
There's something for everyone. So coming up is Pedal Pittsburgh, and they have three different events, a ride around town for the family that's shorter, one for intermediate riders, and one that goes up to 60 miles for more advanced riders. Same thing with something like the Great Race coming up here in the 28th, I believe, of September. That's a 5K run and walk, but also the 10K, which is a little bit further and more competitive.
Now, the Great Race, I mean, this is one of the iconic fitness events in Pittsburgh. There's a whole history there.
Sure. It's been, I think this is the 37th year that it's been going on, and it sells out almost every year. There's an expo that's attached to it and kind of a day-long, you know, fitness and health expo and party almost.
Is there something that people should be concerned about when it comes to these events if you may get caught up in the excitement of wanting to try something, but should people stop and think about, have I trained enough for this? Am I really ready to do this? What should people think about in terms of looking before they leap?
Yeah, certainly. That's always a concern when you're trying something new. The training for, you know, something that's like a fun walk or fun run, the Donut Dash that's being hosted by a group from CMU, you run around and in between every mile you eat a dozen or so donuts. That's a little bit more fun and they're not so much concerned going into that. But something like the Great Race, and we've talked before about those, the obstacle races and Tough Mudders, there is some safety concerns that go into preparing for those.
So the donut thing, I mean, that would seem to be counterintuitive in terms of a fitness event.
Yeah, I don't know that the fitness is the kind of main focal point of that event. It is a fundraiser. It is a fundraiser for ALS. So there is some idea about getting people out and some advocacy behind it. But you are running, so you burn off those donuts.
I guess. I mean, normally in a longer race like the marathon, people will have the Gatorade or Powerade or whatever sports drink or water, of course, by the side of the road. And then they've got the goo, the stuff that they call goo, which is like a goopy sort of,
It's a really fast-digesting sugar, so it gets into your body quickly.
Right. So, or even, a bagel, but a donut. Whatever works, I guess.
I don't think that's for the nutritional value.
Right. There are healthy things that are associated with fitness events. In fact, there are some events focused on fresh local food.
Sure.
What can you tell us about those?
Coming up here the 24th, Phipps Conservatory is having its annual Red, Ripe, and Roasted Festival. That's about tomatoes and garlic. So think of a farmer's market meets, sampling of all these dishes from some chefs and local food makers. That's a really great one. Another organization called Grow Pittsburgh is having a Taste of Grow Pittsburgh September 21st. That's their fundraiser where they partner with different restaurants and chefs that they work with. They grow food here locally, so urban gardens and things like that. They encourage people to plant their own garden, grow their own food, and they bring together all those different growers and chefs to create some really great pairings. And then another group called the Brew Gentlemen, they opened a brewery out in Braddock, are having a garden party, and they're inviting all their friends with a focus on, vegetable-themed foods, even a cucumber beer. So they're trying to infuse that with a little bit of those fresh local ingredients.
It sounds like they can put just about anything into beer nowadays.
And I'm not complaining. I mean, the cucumbers, pretty soon it's going to be the fall beers with the pumpkin and things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan.
Now, when it comes to – you're someone who takes training and working out seriously. How much of a difference does the proper nutrition make in terms of being fit, being in shape, and working out effectively?
It's hugely important. It's all about really how you're fueling your body. And that nutritional piece, you know, I'm someone who went from training from Ironman triathlons, which is hours and hours a week, to now running a business and training a couple hours a week. And changing my diet has made all the difference in terms of maintaining a healthy body weight and energy and all those things that are, you know, very important.
So, you know, all kidding aside, you know, we can talk all we want about the fun of a race that involves eating donuts along the way. But the bottom line is if you're eating healthy foods, you're going to do better when it comes to working out and participating in these events we're talking about.
Yeah, and just day-to-day life. You know, somebody who's, you know, working an office job and who's sitting at a desk all day, it's very
difficult. You mean
difficult.
Like this job?
Absolutely. Okay. And that's like I said, I find myself doing it more and more these days, trying to run Fitzburg and the online magazine piece. So trying to make time to, when I am eating, eat healthy. And then the exercise, you know, kind of is a part of that healthy lifestyle.
We're talking with Joe Venari. He's co-founder of Fitzburg, an online fitness and health magazine. And with summer winding down, what are the events people should be looking out for in the fall?
Yeah, sure. There's certainly the coming up Robert Morris University and the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Post Gazette, and Fitzburg are helping to put together the What's on Your Plate Healthy Living Expo, and that's at Robert Morris on September 13th. That's bringing together lots of different community organizations to kind of showcase the different options, because like we talked about, you know, finding what works for you is really important in this healthy eating and living piece. So this is like showcasing all the great people that are out there, and you can connect with them and engage with their products and things like that.
Which are the events that you have participated in or that you enjoy participating in?
Sure. I mean, the Great Race is an awesome event. Anything like the Pittsburgh Marathon, where you're able to, you know, run through the streets of the city and they're closed down, are really fun. But, you know, more and more, I really enjoy participating in events where you get to go meet local farmers or local growers. There's some farm-to-table dinners that Cure, the restaurant out in Lawrenceville, they'll go out onto a farm and use the ingredients from right there to prepare a meal pretty much right in front of you, served on the farm. So things like that where you get to engage with the community and it's fun, but still there's a healthy component. I think those are really great.
You mentioned earlier the event that where garlic is front and center.
Sure.
What is it about garlic that makes it so good for you?
You know, I don't actually know the scientific reason. If you know, you can go ahead and jump in. I just know that being Italian, I've been brought up on it, so I haven't had a choice with it. It's in everything that I eat, and I seem to be pretty healthy, so there's that.
Okay, well, you look none the worse for wear, so good for you. So how can someone keep up with the various health and fitness events that are happening here in Pittsburgh? What's the best way to do that?
Sure. Over on getfitpgh.com, that's the Pittsburgh website, we make a focus of putting out the events and ones that we're participating in and hosting, but also ones that, you know, people should know about. And so a lot of the things we talked about today were on a recent article we put out, 9 upcoming events for fitness seekers and food lovers. So we try to keep everybody up to date there.
Very good. Joe Venari is co-founder of Fitzburg, an online fitness and health magazine. Joe, thanks again. As always, we appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any part of the program or want to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at WESA.FM. Coming up next week, among the guests and topics we'll be talking about, Senator Bob Casey joins us to talk about the lack of follow-up with regard to black lung disease, which a number of coal miners in our region are suffering from. That's next week on Essential Pittsburgh. Until then, have a great weekend, everybody.